Up, buddy, and here again, yet another car park boo. And you might be able to hear, and listen to that noise. It's absolutely precipitating it down here. And I've been talking a lot about snow and everything recently, and I remember this happening last year, and I actually wrote a blog post, I think, about, you know, that sort of tipping point, and the tipping point between temperatures. Because here at the moment, where I'm in Hastings on the south coast, for those who aren't aware, and we're on that sort of borderline between snow and rain. As you can hear, it's certainly rain at the moment, and it has been for the last couple of days, with a bit of hail and that sleet and that thrown in and a few snowflakes. I left home to drive up to here and the car said it was 4 degrees. I get into the car park up here and I'm a couple of miles away inland, and it's 1 degree. So we must be very, very close to that area where this turns into snow. And I know that miles away inland, like Gatwick Airport, apparently is shut now because of heavy snow. I happened to tweet earlier on something about, oh, it's pouring down with rain here, more seasonal weather, etc. You know, trying to be a bit ironic, I suppose, is what we expect in winter, not snow. We tend to get rain. And someone said, no, it's snowing hard here, and they're about 15 miles inland, if that. And today we went to see my father-in-law. One of those situations, one of those things that affects people when this weather comes here in this country. It's something I think I'm going to make a video about, actually, and the way that it affects you. Because apart from all the people going to work and everything else and those other things that we've been hearing about, people trying to get on holidays, but other, in my opinion, more important things, trying to visit relatives who aren't very well. My father-in-law at the moment is suffering from very bad back problems. One of those things that happens, you know, you pull a muscle, you pull the trap a nerve in your back, doing something silly like bending down to pick something up off the floor or whatever, you know. But when you're in your 70s, it affects you a bit more. And in this weather, it becomes harder for you to actually get to them. You haven't been able to get to him for one reason or another. The snow, obviously, the ice on the roads, it's just been too dangerous, to be perfectly honest. And he's been running out of food, but we've been trying to get to the supermarket, the one that I'm at now and my son works at, to get to him. And we've had that today, and we've actually managed to sort it all out today to come up here, try and get some food for him and go up to his house. And he's literally about 4 miles inland from where we are. By the time we left home this morning, all the snow had gone, all the ice had just about gone, and it felt relatively balmy, you know, temperature wise. And we've become accustomed to the low temperatures. I know people in abroad are probably thinking, oh, what a bunch of Nancys or something like that, because this is, you know, we're just not used to this concerted temperatures, this sort of long-term temperatures of about hovering around the freezing mark or below even. So to have a temperature of a couple of degrees actually felt quite warm today. We get up to his house and he's got 2 or 3 inches of snow still around. We couldn't actually get up his road. We had to park at the bottom of the road, which was still a bit dodgy by the time we left, and it started to get a bit colder. But that's the difference. Whether it's snowing where he is now, as I said, it's snowing inland, and there's a real fine balance, there's a real fine dividing line between where it's snowing and where it's absolutely pouring hard with rain. Personally, I've you know, as much as I enjoy the snow, and it's great at first, and when it disrupts things, it's, you know, there's a bit of fun there, isn't it? I like to see a bit of chaos occasionally, that rebellious streak of me coming out again, and that sort of schadenfreude thing of other people reveling in other people's miseries. But once the joke starts to wear a bit thin, doesn't it? And as I said, there's that sort of thin dividing line between the good temperatures and the hard, you know, and the snow, etc. And as this was snow, that would be really hard. So I'm hoping now that this is the end of it for us. Yes, I know other people are suffering further inland. I expect they're going to get some more of this. But, you know, it's getting to that point now where it's starting, you know, the joke's over. Yeah, OK, I've had my fun. Let's get rid of the snow. Let's knuckle down, because people have got arrangements. I know I've been following people on Twitter, on Facebook and Booze, etc., who've had their problems, who've been stranded on motorways. That, I am sure, is not a lot of fun. If you've got kids with you and all those things, it disrupts so many people. We were up here at this supermarket earlier on, and I saw something on the TV earlier about shopping centres being empty because people just can't get to the shopping centres because they build them out of towns and it's not easy to get to. Another one of those problems. Or they just think, well, let's not go shopping. everybody was at this supermarket. It was absolutely heaving. Another problem we had earlier. It was diabolical, the amount of people that were here. People maybe couldn't be able to stock up on their food and that type of stuff. It affects so many people in so many different ways. As I said, once the fun's worn off, once the novelty's worn off of all that snow and it looks lovely, and now it's just horrible slush and rain. So there you go, that sort of tipping point. It's probably snowing where you are and you're probably cursing me. And I do feel for you, honestly. And I hope that when Christmas does come along, at the end of this week, that you get to where you want to be and you get to be with the people that you want to be with, because that's what it comes down to in the end. And no one wants to see those plans being disrupted. So there you go. I'm going to leave it there and then enjoy the rain for once. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.